You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Hey guys, welcome to The Beat. I'm your host, DJ Jesse Janity. I am here in studio with a artistic visual creator. He is a director, photographer, anything visual, creative, artistic. This man is doing it. It is the one, the only, Taj Stansberry.
What is up?
I'm super excited to have you in studio. Your resume is ridiculous.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was going through some of your stuff, and I mean, you're definitely the definition of entrepreneur. I mean, from social media, websites.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I'm starting my own social media website.
I need to do it all. I need to do it all. It's getting hectic out here, man.
And it's funny, you know, kind of just looking at your body of work to see you, once you've taken over something, it's like, all right, I have time to move on to the next, you know, still photography. That was great. Now I'm going to move on to something. Let's get to some video.
I mean, yeah, I think that's just like just how life is in general. It really just always boils down to that for me. And like what I tell my younger directors is like, you're thinking about your career, but just think about like life as a journey. Right? So treat your career like that. Like, this is just all a part of life. So it's like, you did one thing, you've been one place, it's time to go to the next place. You go to Japan, you don't just stay in Japan. You want to go see Africa, you want to see this. So just treat it like that. You know what I mean? And like, just think about your life overall. Don't focus so much on just the career aspect of it because you miss the rest of it. So if you just treat it like life and just stick to that, then you'll be the kind of person, you'll develop and you'll become the kind of person that just travels through and wants to see new things and wants to go on to new ventures and try new things. And so that's just basically like where I am. Like, even if I don't know everything about it, I'm like, well, I'm willing to learn, like student first, student second, you know what I mean? So.
And it definitely shows. I mean, you're from Oakland, California. And you know, one thing that is kind of consistent while, you know, going through your work is, You seem to be very humble. You seem to kind of keep where you started out. You kind of like to show it off in the videos that you do. A lot of the photography that I was looking at that you did, it's very classy, but it has like this grit to it. It's kind of real life. Like, oh shoot, I could be in that picture with them. I really respect that. But before we get into some of the other stuff that you got going on, I want to talk to you about some of the stuff that's been going on in music this week.
Okay.
Timbaland sat down for an interview this week and he came out to say, I mean, he's got his new album coming out, Textbook Timbo, which the only feature on it, I believe, is Drake, which is interesting because Timbaland had to say this of Drake and all the other artists that are out right now. He said, there's no real stars in 2013. He said, I believe music is too oversaturated these days. They have these DJs, techno, whatever. That's not music. That just goes to show you that drugs is that popular. I don't want to feel like I'm dissing people because guess what? They found a way to make a living for themselves. So who am I to diss the next man who knows how to make a living for themselves?
He sounds like a little bit all over the place.
What do you make from that?
Well, I think that
Agree with the statement there's no stars in 2013?
Absolutely not. I don't agree with
Name
that.
A star.
Well, besides Drake, I think A$AP Rocky's a star. I think he's a star. I don't think that, you know, the star is necessarily based on the music anymore either. I think it's the effect that that person actually has on people and the trends that they set. You know, it's music, fashion, everything's all like one thing. You know what I mean? In some places people are stronger than others, as A$AP Rocky is to Drake. Drake is an amazing, amazing artist, right? A$AP Rocky has the fashion side though, and he's a good artist too as well. But they have different stars shine different ways. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's absolutely not true.
Yeah, and I feel like, I mean, bringing up ASAP, he's you know, I mean, yeah, you can say Kanye West. You can say a lot of different people brought it into it, but ASAP kind of stamped fashion and hip-hop. I feel this year it was kind of just like, right. I can understand Kanye West built himself to become cool in fashion, but mm-hmm. ASAP just jumped off this top.
And Kendrick Lamar's a star. Yeah. Kendrick's a star, man. You know, I was watching Kendrick on, I think it was so many different award shows. I want to say that it was the VMAs. When he performed with Robin Thicke and Miley VMAs. Came out. So the VMAs. And he came out. I mean, it was like, you know, Robin Thicke had like, it was like the parade behind him. He had Miley Cyrus. And then here comes 2 Chainz. And he got like the band and all this stuff. And then Kendrick came out. He was just by himself. And he was like, I was looking at Kendrick like, okay. He got it.
And held it.
He didn't even need all of that. And I'm like, that's a star right mm-hmm. there. And he was just, he came out with so much like confidence and you could feel it. And you looked at him, he was like, oh, that's dope. Like, he's a star. He knows it and he's embracing it. And he didn't need all of that. You know, and that's not to say that they needed it, but he was like, this is my moment. And in your moment, there's this force field around you where you're just like, yo, that's it. Like Jay-Z, Hard Knock Life. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, no, that. Okay, he's ready.
I think it's just interesting that Timbaland would kind of say this because I think we're musically at a place where, you know, we have Beyonce's, Kanye, Jay-Z, these people who have been in the game for a minute, you mm-hmm. know, and they're the ones that are kind of this year, I would say, dropped the heavier albums. But then to, you know, not to give people like Kendrick, ASAP credit because they're just starting out. I mean, when Jay-Z first started out, he wasn't the Jay-Z, the legend, you know, the star that he is now.
Right.
So I think that's kind of funny for Timbaland to...
I think, you know, Timbaland, I think Timbaland...
He's also salty about the Aaliyah album, too. Let's just say that.
I can touch on it. All I want to say is that I think that Tim, it's a possibility that he may not have done the things as an artist that he did as a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And that he may be feeling that his time has passed.
Which...
And you know, as successful as he is, when it comes down to it, it's all a matter of how you feel mm-hmm. about where you wanted to go and what you wanted to accomplish. So, I mean, Timbaland's amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Timbaland beat come on like, I mean, you can listen to an instrumental album without him even rapping.
Yeah.
You know? That's what we really want, but is that what Tim wants?
Right.
And with him saying those things... Absolutely not true. And I think that he knows that. I think that that's something that he's dealing with internally. I hope Tim gets through it.
We hope you get through it, Tim.
Sorry, Tim.
All right. Well, so another big thing that's going on right now is that 2013 has kind of been stamped as the year of the album stunts.
All right.
So let's start off with Daft Punk. Daft Punk hasn't come out in 6 years. With the track. So they started out in Europe for their promotion with these like Darth Vader pictures. People thought like it was going to be a new Star Wars coming out. No one really knew what was going on. And then they started releasing these little snippets on Instagram. So it's kind of funny that now Instagram, we're finding new ways for social media to be the platform
Beautiful.
For our music versus just iTunes versus just MTV. And I love it because I'm all about the internet and where this is going to take us musically uh-huh. and just even just on an education level. I think finally these people are taking it seriously, and I love that the music video is coming back because uh-huh. I felt like we lost the music video for a couple of years.
Right.
So Daft Punk, they came out, they dropped their stuff with Pharrell, huge sales. Then we get Jay-Z, album stunt. Signs a deal with Samsung. Never been done before. Everyone who buys a Samsung phone, you get the album for free. Right. Who else do we get? We got Katy Perry driving a gold-plated truck with the name Prism on it with the date. I mean, it's just all these little campy ways. Right. Britney Spears did no advertisement whatsoever, just this, you know, I'm going to do this concert in Vegas. And then they all release these big albums. And then last night, we get all of a sudden, 10 o'clock at night, I'm getting knock on the door. I'm actually here in studio. Find out Beyonce released an album. This has been taught, you know, she's been doing the World Carter tour. Mm-hmm. And everyone's kind of been like, all right, girl, you need to calm down with that. Like, we get it. every PR stunt is about something that happened at her tour. And it's like, all right, we get it. Mm-hmm. She's been in Cuba. She's been in the news. And it's all to build up for this album that she just released. And I think it's really powerful that she did that. That I think it's powerful that these artists aren't relying on normal promotion,
right?
Just social media. I mean, it already has surpassed 100 units sold in less than, I mean, what, 12 hours, 14 hours. Not Jennifer Lopez, Mariah Carey released her music video on Facebook.
Right.
You know, so what do you kind of see this going as far as, are people getting bored of the music that we need these crazy stunts, or is it just these people are being creative and trying to find new ways to get music out there?
I think they're being creative. I think that this is an amazing thing. I mean, whether win or lose, you know, it's like triumph or fail. It's all an experiment. Mm-hmm. We get to talk about it. Like, if they weren't doing these things, had it been normal promotion, there would be nothing for us to talk about. Exactly. And there would be nothing. No, like they're giving us new perspectives, and it may not all work. I don't think the gold truck is that fly. I think it's just screaming, you know, but it's a contrast to just, you know, dropping something on Facebook, or, you know, it gives you these different perspectives. And there are a lot of people that are like, the Facebook thing is boring. I think it's great because there are all these people out there, millions of people in the world, right? We're not all the same.
Mm-hmm.
We take things differently. We want different things. And we have some of the biggest stars in the world giving us these different perspectives. Right? And different things to enjoy, and to sit back and be like, oh, okay, Beyonce, huh? Just drop it at 10 o'clock like that, huh?
She did that.
I mean, she took over my phone. Yeah. She took over my phone. I'm getting text messages about this. Personal text messages about Beyonce's album. I got a text message that was Beyonce and a track title. I was like, what is this, like a group text? Like, you know, that's powerful though, man, because now it's personal.
Mm-hmm.
She's touching people, and she's allowing the people, her fans, to be her source of promotion.
Right.
And what they say, Beyonce, and 4 exclamation points, and you say, I mean, these are the posters now. And they're coming with real faces, real voices. That is amazing. And that makes me feel good. I'm tired. I was tired of seeing these posters, one after another, with impact font, with a release date. You know, and it's two of them wrapped around poles. Like, I like the
impact
way,
font.
God,
that is so true.
Drive me crazy. You know what I mean? So it's like... It's like, thank you, finally.
The performance on Good Morning America, Saturday Night Live.
You know, and she does a slow turnaround. You know, it's like, what are we doing, man? You know, it's like, thank you, finally. Let's be interactive now. Get it to us right away. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm busy. So I've seen most things on my phone.
So
right?
You weren't a fan. How'd you feel about the Kanye West video release of Bound 2 on Ellen? I mean, this was serious, you know?
Oh, man. Wasn't my cup of tea, man. No. It wasn't my cup of tea.
It wasn't my cup of tea,
but, you know, the one thing that I rely on Kanye for is to keep us off balance. He keeps us off balance, and he's one of those guys. He's going to do exactly what he feels. And as it wasn't my cup of tea, maybe it was your cup of tea. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or someone else's. So it's like... He's definitely not going to be the person he's going to evolve. He's going to keep evolving because he's going to do exactly what he wants to do. His personality, yeah, it can be a little brash. It can be a little like, all right, man, tone it down. But what it does for us is it's always setting the bar. It's always giving us something new.
So with that being said, and with, you know, all these artists finding these creative ways to kind of, you know, get the music out there, do you think that, because a lot of people are saying with what Kanye West and all his rants and things like that he's been doing is damaging his career. But in the age of social media, you know, he couldn't get any sponsors for his tour. He had to, you know, funnel the thing himself. Is it kind of beneficial for Kanye West at this point, do you think, that we are in the age of social media where, you know what, he can flip the finger at the big companies because it's like, I don't need y'all. Like Beyonce is basically saying, I don't really need y'all. If I want to just put it out, the fans are going to take care of it. Kanye West had how many sold out shows? No, you know, low promotion, no sponsors. Where do you kind of think that it can take him? Do you think that at this point, where the way Kanye West is moving, do you think that it's going to go up from here or kind of stay stagnant?
I think it's going to go up for him. I think it's going to go up for him because, you know, we've seen Kanye take some hard, hard falls in life. Mm-hmm. We've been there with him. We take the falls with him, right? You don't always take the falls with a lot of artists. No disrespect. You're looking at Robin Thicke. Something happens to Robin Thicke, you may not know about it day one, right. Day two. You know, you'll know about it, but just because you know about it doesn't mean that you're along the ride with him. But with Kanye West, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, he's a master of popping back and doing something. And he's that good.
All right, so let me ask you this, because my homegirl, we were just talking about this last night. Her problem with Kanye West, she's a huge Kanye West fan, but her problem with him is, yeah, you know, we see the struggle, but we only see the struggle, and then we only see the graduation of it. We never see, like, how did you get there? Mm-hmm. You know, what was your real struggle that you had to push through to mentally get there? And I think that my argument was, I feel like we're getting that now from him.
Mm-hmm. I think we are, too. I think we are, too. And I think that it's because he catapulted. Whew. This was not a slow incline. This was a bang, straight to the top. But it's lonely up there. Mm-hmm. And he is on top. He is number one in my book overall.
Absolutely.
So what do you do? Who do you look at when you're up there? You don't have the same message as Jay-Z. You know, he's your mentor. He's right next to you. You know, it's not the same message. You don't come from the same place. You're not saying the same things. So what are you left to do? It's a lonely place to be. And he's never, I think that because everything worked out for him all the way up. Yeah, we all had some kind of struggle in the beginning. Even I did. You know what I mean? But it's like, in terms of his career, since we've known him, it's just catapulted.
Right.
Right? Now someone's telling him he can't do something. And he's having a hard time dealing with that. Because we've always told him yes. Mm-hmm. In a world where he's been, where we've held him up. Right? Rightfully so. Now he's not only not being held up, but he's being ignored. And that's a hard thing to deal with, especially since you've
being
been
in that position.
Being in that position. And he feels entitled. Like I understand how he feels. I understand how he feels. But I also think that there's a way to go about things. There's a way to go about things, and there are a lot of...
So would dating Kim Kardashian be one of those things?
Oh man, you funny. I don't know what their conversations are like in bed.
I can't picture what they would be talking about.
I mean, either. I can't picture what they would be talking about, but I also know that, you know, in my lifetime I've made some decisions and people that I've dated, people are probably like, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they didn't have a relationship that I have with this person. We're looking from the outside. We're always looking from the outside. When do we see Kim Kardashian? On the internet, on television. Do we actually ever sit down and have dinner with her?
Mm-hmm.
No. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you see these things, but it's like, it's a part of their business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And they make it work at this point. But
they make it work.
Kanye, his latest rant is with the Grammys. He was nominated for Best Rap Album for Yeezus and Best Rap Song for New Slaves.
And well, that's a crime.
Well.
Well.
Kanye goes on to say, I'm 36 years old. I have 21 Grammys. That's the most Grammys of any 36-year-old. Out of all of those 21 Grammys, I've never won a Grammy against a white artist. Now let's bring it back to Michael Jackson days when he couldn't get his video to be played because he was urban. Kanye was nominated for Album of the Year, and he questioned basically what the Grammys is trying to say about that.
Have you ever seen something where it said, Kanye releases a statement, I am happy? Is he happy, though?
Do you think he's happy?
No.
Why?
So what?
I will say this now. Really, the
what the fuck does that matter that he won? That why is he boasting about his 21 Grammys? That he's beating everybody. He's better than everybody. I did this and I did that. Then why are you always upset? What is the point? I don't want any awards if I'm always angry.
Be mad.
Keep the awards. I'm perfectly fine, bro. I've been nominated for VMAs and haven't won one. You know what I mean? And like, yeah. He's Kanye West, but I'm Taj.
Mm-hmm.
I do very good for myself. I have a very good resume, but it doesn't come before my happiness, man. It's like, are you happy though? You know what I'm saying? Like, what does it all really matter? And that's what I think he's struggling with. It's not really about trying to find his way into clothing, or it's not about the Grammys. He is searching for some sort of happiness to fill some void that he has to deal with, you know, and we can't help him with that. And he's trying to find it through fashion, or I want to do this.
Or blame other people.
Or blame other people, and it's here and it's there. And he's not used to things not working out for him. And he doesn't know how to. I think he needs to take some time off. I think that he's scared to take time off because he thinks that's going to affect. He thinks his life is Grammys and music.
Being
and
in the paparazzi.
Right, but I think that's because that's all he's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
What else are you doing, though, man?
Yeah, that's all, you know, for me, that's, you know, like you said, we don't know what goes on behind the scenes with Kim and all that. And, you know, I can't really, I don't know, it's kind of a positive and a negative because you look at it like the Kardashians. I mean, they're geniuses. They took one little video and turned it into a, you know, a career for an entire family.
What video was that?
That feature with Ray J.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know, Kanye. It's just an interesting place for you. But let's move on to Rihanna. This bitch broke another damn record. I mean, she is the number three artist with the most number one hits.
Fire.
Now, I'm a stickler for facts and numbers and things like that. So it bothers me that this is being thrown out there, kind of, because to me, she did release the song with Eminem, Monster, the Monster. As far as number one hits, it goes The Beatles. I think they have like 18 number one hits. Madonna with like 15 or 16. And then Rihanna, this with her 13th. So she just beat Michael Jackson.
Wow.
My thing is this. This is a feature. I feel like we shouldn't be counting features. I feel like if it's going to be like counted as a number one hit, mm-hmm. it should be like off your album. But, I mean, I ain't going to be mad or salty or nothing like that. Congratulations, mm-hmm. Rihanna. You just won Icon Award, too, so.
Congratulations, Rihanna.
There you go. She knocked out Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball with this song, so.
I think that's dope. I think the question is, like, would that song be number one if she wasn't on it?
Ooh.
So does she deserve it? I think everyone that's involved.
Like, she made the song. I agree with that because, I mean, I love Eminem. I love this actual album that he released. But it's not going to get the play that it deserves.
Yeah, no disrespect to Em. I mean, I'm just saying, like, had she not been on it, replace her with someone else or replace Eminem. You know, it's just as much as her as it is him. I mean, they're, you know.
They did that.
They did it. They did it.
Well, they did it. And also Lana Del Rey is doing it with her new EP, Tropico. She released an entire visual for all of the songs on the album. And it's really, really crazy. It's a 27-minute cinematic experience, is what they want to call it. It's directed by Anthony Mandler, which you know very well.
I know him very well. He's a very, very good friend of mine.
Tell us a little bit about your interactions with him.
Anthony was the person that, like back in 2005, 2006, I sent, this is MySpace days, I saw some of his work, and I was like, man, this guy's dope, man. Like, his photography. It was like these music videos felt like movies.
What, do you remember the name of one that really kind of stood out to you?
Snoop's Ups and Downs, I thought was crazy. It was like black and white. It was gritty, full screen, mm-hmm. film. And I was like, it was like he brought this very cinema. It was like this cinematic, but like kind of like fashion photography, like to the hood, though. And he found a way to make it work without taking anything from either side, you know what I mean? And I was like, it's just every shot was like a photograph. Like you could tell someone really cared about every shot. And then I realized that he was operating the camera on every single one. I was really intrigued by that. I was like, oh, I gotta know this guy. I gotta meet him somehow. So I just went out on a whim and hit him up on MySpace. And I told him, I was like, it was the night before my second music video I'd ever done, ever, from my boy Neo the Gift. And I said, man, I'm about to shoot this video up in Oakland. I know you don't know me, but I really dig your work. I'm just looking for a little bit of advice. A lot of the emails not and, you know, things I get now on Facebook and Twitter and stuff. And it was like three paragraphs long. And it was it was just advice on what to do, switching lenses. I mean, like, he was like, really took his time to write this. And I'm like, a guy this busy doing this much. And I did some research on him as a photographer. And I was like, a guy this busy has done all these things to take the time out.
Sat down and cared.
And cared to give me this information, you know, I thought was, I mean, it's separated in paragraphs. I was like, this guy is cool. So we maintained a cool relationship. I PA'd on a couple of his sets. And I ended up getting signed to the same company as him as a director. Like, I was going hard. I would leave his sets, be really inspired, go back home, spend my own money to shoot another music video. I was paying for music videos.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So I was doing that. And then we finally got signed to the same company. And the next time I showed up on his set after that, I was a director on the same company. So I thought that was really cool. And he was like, hey, you know, just shadow me.
Full circle.
And yeah. And he just let me. He was like, you stay behind camera, stay next to me. And he would come up to me. The first set that I met him on was Beyonce's Irreplaceable. To the left, that song, right? He was shooting it in New York, like Yonkers, New York, something like that, right? And I flew in, it's my first time flying in and being on his set as a director. And he just laid out the red carpet for me, man. I couldn't wrap my head around what he was doing. Then I realized that someone had done it for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes down the line. And the person that did it for him, probably someone did it for them too. It's a ripple effect. You know what I'm saying? And so I just took heed to that.
What was one of the, out of that paragraph, those three paragraphs, something that you really took away from it as far as advice-wise?
Take risk, switch lenses, shoot a setup that make something up, shoot a setup in between, keep your eyes open the entire time. You know, I think the main thing was how many ever lenses you plan on shooting, whatever you plan on shooting there, like shoot another one. Just think outside the box and don't stick to this written down plan that you have all the way. Leave room for creativity. Look around because things change when you actually get on set. The energy is different. The lighting may not be exactly what you thought it was going to look like. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to see something different. Be open to those things that you're going to see on set. And that, to this day, man, like, I don't know where I would be without that advice.
And it's funny you're saying all this because watching this EP visual, everything you're saying is exactly what I thought watching it. It has a grittiness to it, but there's a cinematic, like, beauty to it. The lighting is, like, it's really incredible. And basically what the story is telling is of sin and redemption. So it's a bunch of dead celebrities hanging out in the Garden of Eden, and they're essentially retelling the creation of the universe.
Okay.
Starting from 2013. Or not 2013, but starting with pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have that clip lined up. This is of Lana Del Rey's Tropico.
Jesus is my bestest friend. We don't need nobody, cause we got each other. Or at least I pretend. We get down every Friday night, dancing and grinding in the pale moonlight. Grand old I pray, we're feeling alright. Mary prays the rosary for my broken mind.
So that was just a quick little clip of it. The story goes from this Garden of Eden, and then when she bites into the fruit, basically they get sent to Earth, mm-hmm. where it's us. It's our everyday lives. And the message is, you know, I can take this cup and smash it down on the ground, and I can be bleeding, and I could die right here, but it doesn't really matter. Because we've been punished. It was just, it has such a deep meaning to it. And
you sound like Anthony Mandler.
Who was
describing
that?
It right
really?
Now.
I mean, honestly, like, I've never really been a Lana Del Rey fan, and this made me one watching this. I respect that she allowed someone to take her music mm-hmm. and create this vision for her.
He's a very good person to do it because he's the kind of director or kind of person that will take. He appreciates every opportunity. If he's going to take it on, then he's going to give it his all. Like, he cares about it just as much as you do. Literally. You know what I mean? And you see that in his work. Like, the details, the things mm-hmm. that you feel, you don't even really notice because there's so much going on. But these are things that he actually thought about. Anything frolicking in the foreground, the things in the background, the lighting, the silhouettes, the partial silhouettes, the tone, the color, all the way to everything, like every single detail.
Well, and I want to get into some of your work. You've done, your list of music videos is ridiculous. Like, I mean, you've worked with everyone from Jennifer Lopez to Rihanna to Rick Ross to Big Sean to Chris Brown to Swiss Beats to Eve. Which is one of your favorite music videos to work on?
Man, you know, it's so hard to answer that question. I would have to say, oh, it's like three videos, actually. I would say Swizz Beatz Everyday Birthday. We shot it in Cannes. What a crazy story. It was with Chris Brown, Luda, and Swiss. We flew out on three private jets to Cannes. There was no treatment. He was like, he called me on a Friday. He called me on Friday, and he was like, we're going to shoot a video on Sunday. And I'm like, this Sunday? That's like 2 days away. He's like, that's why I call you. He's like, I'm calling you because that's the schedules that we have. We rock it. So let's do it. And when we landed, the day that we landed, I didn't see the clubs until we were there to shoot them. So when I got there, it wasn't like, you know, a scout. It was like I got there and I was like, okay. And as I got there, the lights were coming at the same time. And we had to create this fun-filled music video, right? I mean, we had Lewis Hamilton. We had Lewis Hamilton and, like, all these fans and all these people there in Cannes, like, filling the streets. And people think these are extras. I'm like, no, those are real people that were outside of our hotel the entire stay from the moment that we got there. And I just prayed the whole way through, man, because honestly, I was on the jet there. I could not sleep. While everyone was sleeping, knocked out, even him.
What were you going through? What were you thinking about, like, what the hell am I going to do?
I'm just looking out the window. I'm looking out the window at, like, just black sky, black water, you know, going over my way to France. And I'm like, I'm going to land. I'm looking at all these people. And everyone here is depending on me to make this live. And about, I would say, 27 hours later, I was, like, the happiest person on earth. I was like, we really did that, man. And I'm like running, I'm coordinating things too. Like everyone hands on deck. Like no one was too good to play any position. Like I'm moving lights too. Like we're doing everything. And it took me all the way back to when I paid for my first music videos. Except now here I am with hundreds of thousands of dollars and I'm here and we're doing this, but it's still the same. It was still the same game, man. And I was happy because
it rejuvenates that love for it.
And the will to do it and knowing that you don't have an option. I have a choice. This has to be what we set out for it to be. We're here and this is now. What are you going to do?
Now, you've worked with Swiss Beatz a few times and Eve as well. Is it that you've become kind of, is it more friendship based or is it, hey, we worked with him and just the artistic direction that you've gone? Like, is it Swiss Beatz that hits you up, Eve? Like, is it, or is it kind of, well, hey, who did that video that we worked on last time?
Well, Eve is my sis. Like, she's a really, really good friend of mine. And, but the relationship is with Swiss. And Swiss, we just hit it off. We have, like, very similar takes on art and similar perspectives. And, we like our get it done kind of people. So it's like nothing can hold us back. Like we thrive on like that challenge. I think he goes a little further with it because he was the one that was sleeping on the plane. And I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. I don't know how this is going to work out. You know what I'm saying? But he's sleeping. He's comfortable. Like I got it by. So even then it's dope because it's like a man that can sleep on this plane when we're about to go into this, what I'm feeling like is about to be a catastrophe, possibly a catastrophe. He's completely comfortable, so it lets me know that he knows something.
Trust you.
He trusts me. He maybe knows something about me that I haven't discovered yet, that I then discovered 27 hours later.
That's deep, actually. That's really... You went on to work with Rihanna, Usher, Nicki Minaj, and then we have a clip of one of the biggest videos in Vivo history, Jennifer Lopez on the floor. We have a clip of that. Let's play that. Now pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck. Dialing. If you go hard, you gotta get on the floor. If you're a party freak, then step on the floor. If you're an animal, then tear up the floor. Break the sweat on the floor. Yeah, we work on the floor. Don't stop, keep it moving, put your drinks up. Pick your body up and drop it on the floor. Let the rhythm change your world on the floor. Morocco, London to Ibiza, straight to LA, New York. Now, I gotta say with this video, now this is like, I think, the number three most viewed video on YouTube.
Number one for a female of all time.
I mean, what were you going through? All right, you're sitting there, you're working on it. Now, I have a couple friends who were dancers on it, and they said it was one of the most fun video shoots that they've filmed. I believe it because, honestly, you watch a lot of music videos, and you see the club scenes, and you're like, okay, I'm into it. This one, I don't know if it's because of what you're doing with the camera where it's, like, shaking, and then you're cutting to all these different clips of the people dancing and up in the air. I felt like I remember watching the video being like, I want to be up there dancing with J-Lo, too.
Right.
What did you kind of want going into it, want to do differently with this video? What was the message that you kind of wanted to get across with it?
You know, it wasn't – there wasn't any, like, real choreography for it in terms of the people that were around. Like, when we did the casting, the instruction was bring you. And we weren't looking for – we were looking for people that were just really into it and really striving. We talked to these people. Like, it wasn't just like, and dance. Okay, thank you. It was like, we talked to them. And we had discussions. And it was like, you know, it was a process. So if you were there for that and you were like number 15 in line, it felt like you were number 150 right. because we gave everyone their time, you know. And we picked the people that we felt were the most energetic, that really, really wanted to be there. Some people were amazing dancers, but it was all mechanical.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for people that's going to sweat.
Wilding out.
We're looking for people that's going to forget to even ask for water. Like, we're just ready to go. And that's the spirit that we have. So when you bring that times, I think it was maybe 200 or whatever, you bring that together, man, it's like, I think it may have been more than that. You bring all those kind of people together, and it's magnified by 200. I can't have any choice but to have fun, man. Everybody was smiling the entire time.
That's all I've heard from anyone who is a part of that video.
It was great.
You know, to see where it is, I mean, on the charts, how does that make you feel? How do you stay humble? How do you say to yourself, I mean, it's kind of like how we were talking with Kanye West. You don't run around brag like, yeah, bitch, I'm number three on YouTube, number one female. Like, you know what I mean? Like, right. you keep it cool, you keep it calm, and it's on to the next. You know, how do you personally, as an artist, keep that humbleness to you?
Well, because my love is for the art, not for the views. I appreciate that people love it, but I also want to know why. I'm still discovering the question mark, and that's why. Why do I gravitate toward this song, right? Like that song to Rick Ross's Hold Me Back, which I really loved, shooting in New Orleans in what felt like 120-degree heat, you know, which was a completely different situation. But there's a reason why I really wanted to be there, just like I wanted to be there on J-Lo's set. And J-Lo's video came out, and it was over. It was like, I actually had a chance to be at American Idol when they did that live airing of the video on American Idol.
Oh, really?
I think it was like 27 million people watched it at one time. And I was at a friend's house, my friend Desiree's house. She made me a little bit of dinner, and I'm watching them on her little TV. While they are also playing on a big screen at the Grove, which is right behind us. You know what I mean? And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching it like this, and I'm like, why am I the person that wants to sit in front of this TV and watch like this? Because that's how I watch everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think that is amazing that it's number one. Hey, yeah, trust me. There's moments where I'm like, yo, number one for people all the time. Yeah, it feels good. But at the same time, it has nothing to do with the videos that came after that.
Well, and so going from music videos to commercials, I mean, what was kind of the challenges for you as far as going from music to television?
I think it was like the structure. It was more so like the structure, and it's like, hey, here are the boards. This is what we're shooting. And it's a little bit the opposite of music videos, where it's like, hey, get creative. Like, I can't just say, hey, you know what? I don't want the car here. I don't want the Jeep Cherokee here. I think I want the Jeep Cherokee on the other block.
And they'd be like, well, we want you out of here then.
Yeah, exactly. No. You know what I mean? We want to shoot this. So I think it was the discipline. And I think it was the discipline and the preparation for it. It wasn't as loose as it is for music videos, where I create a skeleton of what we're going to do. I know where we're going to be, but I also know that I'm leaving room to be creative and to do some things. And I can maybe switch things up, and I can probably say, hey, yo, you know, Jeezy, you know, let's do this over here instead. And he'll be like, all right. And if you trust me, yeah, cool. You know, or Swiss, all right, You know what I mean? Like being on a plane with no treatment.
Mm-hmm. You're
not going to do that with a commercial. You're going to know exactly what you're going to shoot. And you're going to know the number of shots on the board. It's going to tell you how long those shots are going to be or estimated to be.
So as a new challenge for you, what was something that you kind of learned that now if you were to go do, you know, a music video tomorrow, what would you say is the key element that you learned from commercials and television that you would bring to that?
That would bring to music videos?
Yeah.
I keep them separate.
Really?
Honestly, I keep them separate. There are a lot of things I still apply, like, you know, like lens selection and, you know, but it's when you're dealing with products, you know, you're there to be approached differently. A car to a cell phone or, you know, shoes to
Beyonce.
You know, whatever. You know, it's like, it's just like different things. So it's like really in music videos, it's really more so based on how you feel. And here it's like, hey, our car, our SUV doesn't look good on a longer lens low, right?
Right.
So no need to explore that. They know that. That's what they said. Move on and execute what they want. Now, I still put, like, my flair on it, mm-hmm. you know? Like, they don't tell me, you know, like, when we're shooting, you know, with an edge car and the crane, and you know, like, they don't know where the camera's exactly going to go. They know what they want the car to look like. But there's some things that I find the places. What I've been learning is to find the places where I can be creative, those smaller pockets that aren't as large as they are in music videos,
mm-hmm.
where I can, like, throw me in, where you can still see the Taj in these projects.
What is Go TPK? Let's just get it out there.
That is my baby. And Go TPK is a collective of creatives all around the country. Mainly based here in Los Angeles, soon the world, of people of all different kind of talents, from directors to musical producers. We got Jukebox. You know, a lot of people know him. Did Whip My Hair back and forth. And like, what does he have to do with directors? And then you finally get it that this isn't just about directors. These are about creatives. We have stylists. We have photographers. We have just amazing people from different places.
You know why I love that is because it reminds me of, you know, Aaliyah, Genuine, Missy, when they all used to live in a house together and just use whatever. You know what? I can't rap, but you sing great. Well, come on, let's go do this together. You do the visuals, awesome. Come on over here, and you're gonna do the photography.
Exactly.
You know what? How? When did that kind of start for you? Why was this important for you?
It was important for me because I've tried everything. Like, I knew I wanted to be in entertainment. I knew I wanted to be creative,
mm-hmm.
right? And I wanted to be doing something where people could see me and could hear me. However it was, see me, hear me, whatever. I just wanted to show people who I was and express myself through art. I tried DJing. I did that. I did the clothing line a long time ago. I was like a graphic designer. I was a recording engineer. I was the photographer and soon the director, as everybody knows me to be the director, right? And I took something from all those things. I didn't even realize it, that when you came to me, I could very well do your album cover. I could shoot it. I could mix the song, right? I probably wasn't the best at all of them, but I could give you something. I was going to give you my all, and you could come to me and have a finished product that you were proud of,
mm-hmm.
that we were proud of, right? And then the other part came was my resources, right? Sourcing. So if there's something that I cannot do, like play the piano, I knew someone that could. So I was like, well, I'm the nucleus. I love being the nucleus. Let me come to me and I'll make it happen. And it doesn't have to be all about me, right? My job is to make sure that you get the best product, get what you want. And if that means that my photography isn't the one that you want this, well, guess what? I actually know Denzel Williams, right? Who's one of our photographers. You like that style? Great. Or Christian Padron. Fine. You know, like I can get you what you need.
And it's good that you're in a place because, I mean, we come out to L.A. and we always talk about the egos out here. Right. And, you know, when people won't pass on jobs to certain people because they want to keep it for themselves. And I love that it's a positive community mm-hmm. That you're trying to start here. You know, sometimes people may not like, you know, the look that I do, but I got what you need.
Right.
And either way, it's still all funneling back to
right.
me.
And it's for record labels, too. I started seeing, like, I would do a music video for a new artist. Right. And he used to be so excited on set. Right. And I'm like, great. But what happens after me? Then what? So mm-hmm. you give him that first big video you pay for me, right? Then what?
Mm-hmm.
What if that album, what if that record didn't do so well? Well, then you go in, and it's not that you're going to get a lower grade director. It's that you're going to get something that where this, like, as directors, like, we want to make the most awesome music video. Rarely do are we ever focused on that artist's brand or pay attention to the brand. We listen to the song.
Right.
What's good for this song? But what about what's good for the artist? What happens after that? You know, where's the brand consistency? And we don't think about these things. And so then I started to realize that I wasn't thinking so much as a director anymore. I was thinking more as a brand manager. And I wanted to know about these artists. And I wanted to know what was next. And I wanted to know who they are. And what is your message? What are you trying to say? And then finding ways to incorporate that that look, that style, everything into this video so that you have somewhere to go from here.
Mm.
You can do an amazing video, and the next one can be just as amazing or even better. But if they're not cohesive, there's no cohesion there, then what are you doing?
Right.
You're just doing it for every song? This isn't about you as an artist. This is about your singles. So that's the goal, to keep creating singles with the... What is that? That's not a journey. Those are pit stops leading to more pit stops that don't lead to anywhere. They lead to these artists that you don't know of. And I would never say their names, but I can name some artists that were promising. And I did their video. I did this. Oh, you did that? Wait, where are they? And it's unfortunate.
It is. You just worked with Problem.
Yeah.
For the cover of his new EP.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Man, that was amazing. Because, you know, I realized I'd never worked with an L.A. artist. An L.A., like, yeah. You're like, what? Look at the list. Like, not that I know of. Like, I'm looking like, nah. I mean, artists that live in L.A. Yeah. I've shot videos in L.A. You know, I brought Jeezy. You know, Jeezy came to L.A. when we shot Leave You Alone with Neo. Neither one of them are from L.A., though. You know what I mean? I'm like, I realized it once I started hanging out with them. I wanted to get to know them a little bit, so we hung out for a little bit. And
how did it come about?
It came about from my boy Jay Valentine, and Jay was, you know, multi talents, managing. He's also an artist, writer, and he knew their CEO, the CEO of Diamond Lane, and introduced me to him and Bird. And Murray came over and he was like, hey, this is what I'm looking for. And so when I realized that he was just talking about a music video, I'm like, oh, no, that's something more here. I'm like, nah, that ain't just about the music video, bro. Like, that's not, I don't want you to, don't use me, don't misuse me. I'm like, this is what we need to do. And he was like,
he got it right away.
He got it right away. So you see Problem's cover,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you see the video that we just dropped, right? Me and another director of mine, Austin Kelly, did this video together. And you see that video and you're like, okay, you already start to feel
where we're going. I love the album. I mean, it's simple, but it tells a lot. And I want to get into it because he's actually in our six mix, one of the top songs to download this week. But before we do, I want to talk about commonly.com.
Mm-hmm. Communally?
Communally, I'm sorry.
I know.
Okay. Communally.com. Tell us a little about it. This is... blew my mind.
Go ahead. Right. So, About a year ago, two young men hit me up on Facebook, and it was something about the message that made me really respond. And it was like, we have something, you need to hit us up, it'll change your life, call us. And I was like, wow, that's bold. Most people are like trying to like find a way to be cool with me. And they were like, look, this is what it is. And then when I found out how old they were, and I saw their pictures, I'm like, these are kids, but they're geniuses. And that was, my partner Neil and Alex, who's actually outside the studio right now. He's only 18 years old.
That's crazy.
And they had an idea to be the or and not the and. And when I say that, it's, you know, we have these social networks, right, that are based on say anything you want. They give us instructions. What's on your mind? Well, there's 1,000 things on your mind. Say me and you are best friends. We don't really know each other, but say we're best friends, right? That doesn't mean I want to know what you're thinking every second right. of the day. You look at your whatever you're on, your social network, right? Twitter. Let's just say that. I try not to say the names. Twitter, right? Mm-hmm. They're doing fine. Won't hurt them.
Yeah, they're good.
Right? You look at Twitter. How much of that information on your homepage are you actually interested in?
Oh, I never go to my homepage.
You never go to your homepage. Right. So you're on there to say what you have to say, not really to respond to anything that anybody has to say. And if you do look at it, well, 0 to 100%, how much are you interested in?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Maybe what? What would you say?
I'd say probably about 10%.
Probably about 10%. Of that 10%, how much do you respond to?
Maybe 1%.
Right. So where's the interaction? And so that means that you have 99%, 90 to 99% of the information on your page is useless to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A girl's cat has a sprung leg. Or
awesome.
Do it to it, fluid. That's how I'm feeling. Pound. I'm that boy. Like, what are you talking?
Most of those, you don't even know what.
You don't even know what's
about.
Going on because it's in our. The instruction is to say what's on your mind. Well, communally is the answer to filtering out that, and this is based on your interest, right? So you have these interests. It's all community verbiage. What are you interested in, right? And these different interests are considered to be communities. So, if what do you name three things that you're interested in?
Music, television. Traveling.
Those are all communities, right? Which are have the general communities like that, and then it's broken down to so inside of music there could be Beyonce, right? There's a Beyonce community where people are talking about nothing but Beyonce. You can friend those people as well and do all the things that you can do on Facebook and Twitter, but now we're all talking about the same things. And here's another thing. Sometimes we're really, really excited, but we don't really want to post the same Kanye. We're really feeling Kanye's concert, but you look like a groupie if you post Kanye and you're worried about being chastised and people telling you to calm it down. Well, Kanye's community, it makes perfect sense to post nothing but Kanye and to get and gather nothing but Kanye information
mm-hmm.
and to share that with people and to say, hey, you like Kanye West too? I mean, like, that's what we do. Like, if we could walk in a room, right, wouldn't it be great to be able to walk into a party with 100 people in it, right, and their interests pop up on their head? It'd be a lot easier to pick out
who
you want to
talk
to. Right? Well, that's the idea of community. It's called community. It's community based. We just added something I'm really happy about, the storm button for people that are on the go, like me and you, right? Say we can't be on our phones all day. Like, we can't be on our phones right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't just take my phone and say, hold on 1 second.
I got to check my
You know, exactly. But last night, I wanted to post 5 things today, right? I wanted to post 5 things at 5 different times. I'm posting things right now, and you would think that I'm actually posting it right now.
Oh. So it's basically
it's like a cute.
More of a – it's like a Facebook that just has more detailed options for you.
More, it's tailoring your network to your liking, talking to people that are interested in the same things as you, networking with these people. You can friend them. You can even neighbor them. Now, if you friend someone, you can friend someone, right? And it just me and you are just associates, right? But my neighbor actually has my phone number, has some, you know, contact information, has different things, right? And mm-hmm. you can select what you want to select for that and, you know, and map that out how you want to. But it's even like the distance between people, you know, like, yeah, this is my associate. This is my friend. This is my neighbor. This is my best friend.
And the site's always growing. Seeing from where it started to where it is today, you know, what do you see for the future for it?
I mean, for the future, I think that once we do our hard launch next year, right, which is like toward the end of January, we'll probably have a date like next 2 weeks actually. We do the hard launch and then we launch it with a special guest. I think that once everyone understands like the oh my God. I didn't think of that. That's perfect. That's mm-hmm. exactly what I want. Like when you look on your iPhone and you see all those different icons on there, right? Those icons are icons that you place there and you like to move them around and put them in priorities, right? It's tailoring your life.
So it's basically taking every social media network and putting it together in one, but just making it very customizable.
Hello.
Hi.
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 So that's, let's spell it for them because I got it wrong. Typing on it. It's communly.com. And anyone can go register.
Anyone
now?
Can go register right now.
All
right. Right now. You can go register right now. And the people that have signed up just based off like me just saying it on Twitter and having a couple of people say it on Twitter when we first started it, right? And put it out for our soft launch were like, this is freakishly addicting. Like, this is perfect because you see these icons, and you get to see who you are. That's what I think is great about Instagram. It's not each individual photo, but it's the grid of photos.
Yep. Oh, that, yeah.
You really get to see who someone is visually, right? You can say what you want, but when it comes
I'm
down
gonna get to
it,
know who
I'm
you
get
are.
Get to know who you are looking at this grid, and that's what's great about community is you get to know yourself. And who
I like that because I've always missed that about MySpace that you could kind of tailor it to. You come to my page and yeah, it's going to be Michael Jordan out. Right. And you're going to hear this song that I want you to hear.
You're
when
you like,
I'm going to put you in the mood for me.
Okay. Exactly.
I love it.
I'm going to put you in the Alex, if you're out there,
hey, you guys can you please write that? Y'all can have that.
We can have that one, he said.
All right, I want to get into the six mix. This is six songs that y'all need to download right now. The first one is, we just talked about it, Problem. We got the album cover up here. The song, though, is Say That Then. Me and my homegirl, we was cooking in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. The song came on, and we was just...
What was you cooking?
We was into it. We did some chicken parm.
Chicken parm, okay.
We was feeling it. You know, we was putting the spaghetti in.
Uh-huh.
And then the song came on, and we was popping.
Perfect.
You know what I represent. Yeah. Nigga, you know where I'm from. You know what I represent. Why? Got a problem? Say that then. Say that then. Say that then. Huh? Why? Want a problem? Say that then. Say that then. Say that then. Why? Hey, where the bitches at? Bitches at. Please keep me away from where the snitches at. Cause I ain't trying to hear what you gon' tell me. At least stay with one hole like a belly. Cash on a sally. Cause a nigga getting it.
So that's Problem, Say That Then, off his new EP, Understand Me.
You know what's funny about this album cover? This was not the planned shoot. He was actually just at my place.
This?
Yeah. He was actually just at my place.
Wait, so you guys already did a photo shoot that you thought was going to be for the album?
No.
Oh?
Yeah, this is just, we're meeting. We're meeting, and my lights were already set up from another shoot. And he already had a black t-shirt on. He had the hat in the car. And he was like, and I was like, you know what? I think we should just shoot something really quick. And he was like, all right. Oh, he had on some other pants. And he was like, well, I'm going to just go grab some sweats real quick, which you can't even see here. Just had some fresh black polo sweats on, my favorite sweat I have. You know what I'm saying? And he put those on. And it was what I called at first a test shoot. And... In this photo shoot, my battery was like on like one notch because it was just like last minute. Mm-hmm. We got five shots. This was the second one.
Wow.
Five shots, and it ended up being this cover. Out of a test shoot. And it was like, this is it. And when I went to show Problem and Bird and the CEO of the label, I turned it around, just flipped it around. And they're at my house and they're like, that's it. And I was like, oh, I have some other. No. That's it. And I like that about them too.
I like the simplicity of it again. I like the grittiness that it brings, but at the same time, I mean, and just Compton right across the top, like, hi,
mm-hmm.
We're here. This is my EP. And I mean, to me, this is an artist that's gonna go places. I think he's incredible. So that's really cool that you got to get on this cover in the video shoot. Next, it's already been out for a while. It's K. Roosevelt.
Oh, that's my boy.
But again, I mean, we was cooking. That's why I came up with the six mix. It just all came down to it. So we just gotta go into it. Do Me Now. Obsessed.
Finna grab you by the waist. Take you for a ride. Kiss you from your neighbor to your back. Grab me with your legs, look me in the eyes. Wanna get your temperature to rise. Get you on the table, or the counter, or the floor. It don't matter, I just want you right now. Whisper in my ear, girl, tell me how I turn you on. Tell me that you can't leave me alone. I'm trying to kiss you on your neck, yeah. While I'm feeling on your booty, yeah, you cream before we even get into it. Squeeze a little tighter, all up in your mind.
That song is just...
Yeah, me and Ro are supposed to work together. We always talk about it. I think it's because we're homies. It's one of them things that it's just going to happen when it's going to happen. But we're just like, yo, we're going to work together. Yeah, we're going to work. We're having a party tomorrow. And then the subject completely changes because like, it's something that's just going to happen.
Eventually. Well, yeah, he's just starting out. This song is... Congratulations to him for this song because, I mean, literally you play this for any female and they're like...
Right, and that's the kind of guy that we really want to win. Like, I want to be one of the first people to say it in the infant stages of his career that people are going to love who he is as a person.
Really.
And they're going to be a fan of the person first, even if they know it or not. They're going to be a fan of the person and the artist second, you know, which is the same person. But he's a great guy, man. He's just a really humble, great guy, treats everybody the same, just really cool. And then he, you know, gets in the booth and he just blows you away.
How did you guys kind of get together?
We actually know each other through a really good friend and like brother of mine, Julian Edwards, who's like a, you know, social light manager, kind of like just one of those vibrant lights in L.A. that everybody knows. And he's like, you know, he's TPK too. You know what I mean? Just on the strength. You know what I mean? And he was there like when I first started, and I was like, yo. Years ago, I was like, yeah, I got this thing. Before it was Go TPK, before I even added that to it, he was a part of it. And he introduced me to like his existing friends that he had. And Rose was one of them. And so I've known him ever since.
Got to know him. Kay Roosevelt. Next, let's get into B.O.B. Featuring Esther Dean, Wide Open. This is off Underground Luxury.
If you knew better, you do better. Tell me who's better. Nobody, ho, could be my body on your body, ho. I'ma sit back and watch your body go. Hit you from the back like a 4x4. Dick so big, call it 4x4. Smack on the ass like I know that, ho. What you looking at, girl? You know me, ho. It's me. It's me. So bust it open for me. This everything that you dreamed of. I'm finna put that ass to sleep. Yeah, on me. On me. This everything that you need. And you about to lose the game, girl. I'ma give you that good D. Yeah, that D.
Again, B.O.B., artist I feel slept on.
Yeah.
The mixtape or album just came out. It's awesome. Next, all right, we got to just do it. We got to give you three tracks off Beyonce's album that she just released last night. And that's what we're going to do. The first one is Beyonce, and the song is called Yonce.
The bass, main, the bass, get lower. Radio, say speed it up. I just go slower. High like treble, puffing on the music. The man ain't ever seen the booty like this. And why you think you keep my name rolling off the tongue? Because when you want to smash, I just write another one. I sneezed on the beat, and the beat got
she tried to come for many people on this album.
I love that album title right there. I like how it's kind of like hazy, like film, off-white. Like, I get it.
It's interesting because I didn't know this. The same homegirl that I always talk music with, she calls me. She's like, I mean, because she never gives Beyonce legendary status.
Right.
But she called me late last night. She's like, I ain't gonna front. She did that.
That's power, bro.
She's a beast.
That's a lot of power. Because when someone doesn't want to like somebody, and it just, okay.
Oh, no, but then she had the comeback. She was like, but.
There's always a but.
It wasn't her idea. She said Jay-Z was originally supposed to do this with the Black album. There was supposed to be no promotion. He was just going to release an album with all visuals.
I don't think any of us knew.
But it got pulled.
That didn't happen, though, right?
No, it didn't end up happening.
So Beyonce did. No, okay.
That's exactly right, what we were commenting. But, you know, she had to get that out there.
Right, right.
Sure. For the Black album.
Right.
Next, Beyonce featuring Drake, Mine, and the visuals for this one. I mean, we don't have it, but go purchase it on iTunes right now.
I saw a little clip from it. Someone sent me a clip from it, and I was like, oh, okay.
It was just, yeah. it just took for me, what's the song that he did with Rihanna on the last album? Take Care.
Uh-huh.
It low key gave me that just to a kind of more beachier. It wasn't as elegant as right. The one with that. But all right, so this is Beyonce featuring Drake, Mine.
This is a song for the good girl. Don't sleep when you know you got a good girl. One time, this is a song for the good girl. Wanna roll with a good girl. One time, this is a song for the good girl. And I still keep it real, still treat you like I should. What's up?
On my mind, I passed my bedtime. No rest at the kingdom. Alone in my place, my heart is away. All that I can think of is we should get married. We should get married. Let's stop holding back on this and let's get carried away. Stop making a big deal out of the little things. Cause I got big deals and I got little things. Got everything I'm asking for but you.
Okay.
Drake got stamped to be Drake, Jay-Z, and Frank Ocean be the only people that were featured on this album. So,
yeah.
Go Drake.
Yeah, Drake. Yeah, Drake doing his thing, man.
And then from Crazy in Love to Drunk in Love, Beyonce and Jay-Z are on this last track with Drunk in Love.
Let's think of- say so myself. If I do say so myself. If I do say so myself. Hold up. Stumble all in the house. Time to back off all of that mouth.
Beyonce, Jay-Z, Drunk in Love. This is off Beyonce's newest album, Beyonce. Make sure you guys check it out on iTunes as well as everybody else who we had on the Six Mix tonight.
Sure.
Taj, I want to thank you for coming
Man,
in.
Thank you so much.
Great energy. Really respect your craft. I'm really excited. I'm actually really excited to go sign up for community.com.
Please, man. Please. Please do.
And everyone else should, too. Now, if anyone wants to follow you, keep in touch. If they want to actually find out more about GoTPK, where can they do so?
We can go to the website and visit all the creatives and see all their work. It's always being updated. It's GoTPK.com, just how it sounds. And, yeah, you can go there or you can go to my Twitter. It's at Taj, T-A-J underscore T-P-K. And check us out. I'm on Facebook. I'm everywhere. I'm really easy to find.
You can just...
I hate saying this, but you can just Google me.
Google him.
It's just easy to find. Google him.
There you all go. All right, guys. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys join us back in the new year. We will be gone for the rest of the year, but happy New Year's to y'all. Make sure you guys keep in touch with us at The Beat TV on Instagram, Twitter, also BHL on Twitter. You can keep in touch with me at DJ Jesse J. Till next year, peace.
Shout out to Morris Tesser.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Dario Kristen, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network. If you have questions or comments, tweet us at BHL Online or email us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. For more exclusive content, visit blackhollywoodlive.com. This has been a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.
Thanks for watching Black Hollywood Live on YouTube. For more in-depth interviews and news, subscribe to our channel here and be sure to share your opinion in the comment section below here. See you soon, everyone. Bye.